dead right now.
Okay. He didn't live, you say he...
He died in the shot of the woman.
Is there any kind of veiled way that you might speak of to spare any people's feelings? Rather than just say he died. Okay. You might speak of somebody down the street, and rather than saying he died, you might say something else.
Deceased. He is deceased.
Or would you say passed away?
Passed away, that's right.
Oh, any other terms like that?
No, I don't know of any other things. He's dead. That's deceased.
Okay. Are there any kind of crude or humorous ways of saying that?
Kick the bucket. He's gone to hell. I know he's gone to hell. I heard that. He was a good man. He was a bad man.
Said he's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he...
died. What killed him?
The place where people are buried is called the...
cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in is called the...
yes.
Are there any other names for it that you know of?
No, what do they give that?
Well, there's some old-time ones made of wood. They were wide at the shoulders and tapered narrow at the ankles. Were there any names for that that you know of?
Wooden box.
You ever hear one called a pinto? What is the ceremony at the cemetery called?
At the cemetery? Laying to rest, what is it?
Well, you speak of a funeral?
Yeah.
If the people are all dressed in black, you'd say they are in... or they are in... if they're all dressed in... you can say that. The family themselves, they are all in, say, mourning?
Yeah.
Say someone's real troubled, real worried. You might say to them, trying to comfort them, oh, it will come out all right. Don't.
Don't worry. Quit worrying.
We spoke a while ago about the joints and hurting. The disease of the joints is called what?
Arthritis.
Anything else you'd call it?
That's another name. I can't think of it.
Call it Ruth?
Yeah. Rheumatism. Hey, breakfast not ready yet? How long? Why don't you sit in? I don't say us have an early lunch. Hotel says I'm home.
That's right. You remember around World War I and thereafter, they used to give people the shit test to see if they needed shots or what. What disease was that?
I didn't hear that question.
Okay, around World War I and thereafter, they used to give... this was a disease that was common during World War I, that period, and all the little children died of it. They'd give the Schick test, it was called, to see if they needed a shot for this disease. Do you remember the name of that disease?
Measles?
No, it's called
diphtheria. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the disease that makes you turn yellow?
Malaria.
Okay, or would you speak of a...
typhoid fever can do it too, but malaria. Yeah, like jaundice.
Yeah. You spoke earlier of, I think many years ago that you had some problems here. You didn't have an operation.